My name is Abdikadir Farah. I'm from Somalia. I am in Tucson, Arizona. I came in Tucson January 14th, 2009. I'm 21. My both parents were killed in Somalia during the civil war in 1991. I was 4 years old. My younger brother, who is disabled, Mustaf, was also 2 years old. We decided to flee with other people, like our neighbors, who were running from Somalia to the neighboring countries like Kenya. On our way, we get separated with our three sisters. We were very behind, and they were fast because they were older than us. We don't know, I don't know up to now, like, if they make it to the camps or if they die, I don't know. At the border, United Nations staff were there to receive people whoever make it. Then we were raised by United Nations in that camps, yeah, with the help of a foster mom. When I see, like, how my parents died, I was concentrating much on my younger brother. I was a kid and he was a kid. I was only 2 years older than him. But I tried my best. That's why, like, I never slept a single night out of my brother for the 17 years we lived in that refugee camp. And he grew up with me. When I came home and I find my brother is crying, I feel like my heart beats up and I feel like something. Yeah, I struggle for survival, that's what I can say. I graduated grade 12, and then immediately I worked 9 months with United Nations as a translator. Then I'm resettled to Tucson. Everybody was willing and happy to leave the camp. And nobody liked to stay in that camp. People stayed there for 17 years. People came when they were kids. They get married in the camp. They get kids at the camp. You can't go back to Somalia, and you can't go inside to Kenya. You're only allowed to stay in that camp. It's like being in a jail. You'll see youth who finish their high school. They get no jobs. You go, you finish grade 12, they have nowhere to go. I never heard of hot place like Arizona. I thought the U.S. is all freezing. But when I came to the U.S., I feel like there's still some hot places. That's like the same as where I am from. I get a job immediately. I was working in a restaurant as a pool attendant. I felt like lonely for my first week, but things were very easier for me than in the past. What surprised me, like, there's a bus that's very cheap that you can go wherever you want around the city. There was no transportation of where I am from. You have to walk wherever you are going. Then the bus was a big surprise. Coming to US was a big dream. Going to college was a big dream. I feel like going to college and studying so that I can become an immigration lawyer, so that I can help other refugees who are left behind, so that I can work with the United Nations is my major dream. I couldn't do it that if I am still in the refugee camps. There's a lot of judges in the U.S., while there's no judges in those refugee camps.